Welcome back, LFU. It is match day, which of course means it's Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day, either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, even if you're sat at home, whatever you're doing, we have all the pre-match conversation at you that LFU needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And it's been a pretty good week, you have to say, footballing-wise. You know, beating Nottingham Forest last Saturday, and then going to their bit again and doing it again on Tuesday. A 2-0 win. It's been good. What a start to life it's been as a Leeds United fan. But anyway, let's talk about last game. So, of course, that is the Tuesday night Carabao Cup game against Forest once again. And you have to say, it's a really, really solid performance from Leeds United. I thought we controlled the game quite a lot. Don't get me wrong. At the start, I think Forest kind of came at us a little bit. But apart from that, we handled them very, very well. Twice in a row against them now. You know, maybe the City ground has become a bit of a stomping ground for us, hasn't it? We've got Oliver Glasner sorted. We don't need to worry about him anymore. Famous last words. But anyway, let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
Leeds United 2, Nottingham Forest 0. How's that? Two wins away at the City ground in 3 days. And you know what? It was a much better performance than Saturday, in my opinion. That's in terms of for the full game. In the first 20 minutes, we were a little bit shaky, but we grew into the game and we properly gave it to Nottingham Forest. Some of the players did so well. Trafford, another amazing game, another clean sheet, an amazing Dan James celebration as well. If you know, you know, a great finish from him. But yeah, a good game. We're into the next round of the Cup. Let's get on a nice run of form and give it to Brentford on Sunday. Come on, Leeds.
And yeah, that's kind of the most important thing. It's getting on this run of form. Let's just keep playing well in games and getting results against sides like Forest, and hopefully that transfers to the league, because of course we all want a good cup run. We do, don't we? You know how fun the FA Cup was last year when we got to the semi-final, but all in all, the league matters the most. So get that run of games going, get the wins in the bag, the confidence gets into the team, and then we can smash the league. But it was a great performance from the boys on Tuesday. Really liked the way we played. Everyone was solid. It was just good to see that from Leeds United. Once again, you know, back-to-back games against Nottingham Forest. Now, even though the first game was a little bit shaky at times, but it's nice to see us back ourselves up with a convincing cup win against Forest. Once again, twice in 3 days. When have we done that before? But anyway, let's see how the players did in the Merv Awards. So here we are, Merv Awards time. This is where I go through and rate every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game. Out of 10, then we add it up. And at the end of the season, we find out who the Merv Award winner is. So let's get stuck straight into it. Of course, we're going to start with the goalkeeper, James Trafford. And again, a great game. Such a solid game from Trafford. Another clean sheet against Nottingham Forest, 2 in 3 days for him. He pulled out some fantastic saves. I mean, that Ola Aina cross shot, whatever it was, and the way he just repositioned himself to save that. A save from Chris Wood's effort as well. He did so, so well, and it's just so refreshing to have a goalkeeper for Leeds United that's finally a good shot stopper, because, oh my word, we've had some horrific ones in the past. So James Trafford, he gets an 8. Then moving on to James Justin at left back, I've given him a 6. You know, did he get the goal? Was it Nemecha? Who knows? But he had an all right game. You know, again, it wasn't one of those where he was outstanding and, you know, was amazing, but he didn't really put a foot wrong throughout the whole entire game. We got a clean sheet, so how bad could the defence really be? So Justin gets a 6 for me. Mimerovic gets a 7. Again, a solid game. He looks so composed on the ball. His tackling just looks immense. Again, didn't do anything too outstanding like one of his fellow centre-backs did. A great tackle. But yeah, an all right game from Mimerovic. He gets a 7. Elvedi, his debut for Leeds United, I have to say, he looked great. you know, serious competition in the centre-back department at Leeds United. I thought he looked fantastic, really composed on the ball. He didn't look rash whatsoever. He plays with his kind of, like, swagger. You know, Daniel Fark came out in the press conference on Friday and did say, you know, they call him the Iceman or whatever his nickname was. Cool, calm, composed, was solid. Elvedi, a good start for him. I quite like him. It will be interesting to see how his season goes. So he gets a 7. Then Joe Rodon is, of course, a centre-back I'm talking about that had a fantastic moment in the game. What a tackle that was to stop a certain goal. Running back like that, the pace on him, and that slide tackle, inch perfect. Honest to God, what a challenge it was. He gets an 8 for me, I think alone for that tackle. But apart from that, again, a really good, solid game. Our centre-back department this season is looking really, really strong. And then Dan James got the shift at right-back. He got a goal, but I've given him a 6 because although his goal was a great finish, the celebration I loved as well. You know, paying homage to that American influencer who's decided to support Leeds United. But all in all, I don't think everything he did in that game was good. I've never been keen on Dan James. If you're a long-term listener to this podcast, I've not been his biggest fan. But he did play well. It's just his final product at times is a little bit poor. Great finish, but everything else he did, just not too sure. And then we'll move on to midfield. Ampadu and Tanaka both get 7s. Tanaka looked fantastic. Some great tackles. Great on the ball as well. A really solid game from him. And it's the same with Ampadu, really. They had identical games. Tanaka was just running about a bit more, but Ampadu just needs to sort out his shooting because, oh my word, some of his shots were absolutely horrendous. And then Longstaff, the third midfielder, I've given him a 5. I just wasn't too sold on him, really, and it's kind of disappointing because in pre-season, he was very good, but when he came to play this game on Tuesday night, he just didn't look that fantastic. I thought he looked a bit sloppy, a bit slow. It looked like he didn't have a preseason. So I've given Longstaff a 5. Then Okafor, he gets a 6. Didn't do anything outstanding. I thought he did some amazing runs at times on that left-hand side. Definitely just need to start him. Okafor is going to be a fantastic player for us. He gets a 6. Nemecha, he gets a 5. I think he's the most interesting player to ever watch. The way I describe him, he plays football like he's wearing Timberlands. That is, I think that's the pitch-perfect way to describe Lucas Nemecha. Did okay, maybe has a shout of getting a goal, but he gets a 5, nothing spectacular. Then the subs, Wilson gets a 5, Stack a 6, some nice footwork from him at times. DCL, he gets a 5 as well, just didn't impact that much in the game. Aronson, 6, again the same with Stack, came on, looked really sharp, which was good to see. And Jaden Bogle gets a 5 again, one of those players that just came on and didn't really do too much. So, has there been any transfer business happening? We'll move on to that now, because incomings-wise, it looks like we're getting our backup keeper, Michael Zetterer from Frankfurt. Don't really know much about him. He sounds like a bit of a backup goalkeeper at Frankfurt, and we're getting him now, but we do need one. And outgoings-wise, if we're getting a backup goalkeeper, that means Perry is going to leave. This has been happening for about 3 weeks. I thought it happened 2 weeks ago, but no, he's still a Leeds United player. It seems inevitable that it's going to happen, because now it looks like we're signing this Michael Zetterer guy. Of course, there isn't long left in the transfer window, literally like, what, a day or two? I think we're only going to get a backup keeper. Save the funds for January. I think Daniel Fark's sort of happy with the team we've got now. Wait another 6 months and see what the state of the team is, where we are in the league, and see if we can improve any further. So that's all that talk done. Let's get in to the proper meat of the podcast, which of course is the pre-match. We're playing Brentford at home today, which is going to be fantastic. The first home game of the season. It's going to be a great atmosphere. I'm going to be down there. It's going to be a good day. Fingers crossed, and hopefully Leeds United can go and pick up 3 points as well as that. So, Fark Presser, what did he say in it? What do we know? So, some little notes before I get stuck into the injury talk. Ampadu Slander was very funny, talking about his shooting, saying, you know, he'd be a good American football player because he's always skying it over the bar. I thought that was a good comment. Kind of shows that there's a good bit of bonding in the team. And to follow up on that as well, about their team bonding, you know, he was talking about the importance about building a team that understands the culture of Leeds United, the understanding of what it's like playing football in England. And something that I really feel like shows that is Anton Stack's YouTube channel. is absolutely hilarious. In the preseason tour in the US, he was posting videos and they're hilarious. Just go watch him. The team, they're there laughing, joking with each other. They look like they love each other. Hopefully they die for each other on that football pitch as well. But it looks like we're building a good team, and Daniel Farke's correct, because that's what we need, you know. I don't think I've ever felt this positive about a Leeds season in a long, long time. Even in the Bielsa years, there was always a bit of me that kind of went like, oh, but it's Leeds. But this season, I'm going into every game with a smile on my face, not worrying. It feels good, but hey-ho, give it 2-3 months and I might absolutely hate this team. He also said they're currently not in an emergency situation regarding keepers. So, you know, it kind of means that, you know, if we don't get a backup goalkeeper in, Perry's probably going to stay. But even then, he seems to be happy with Alex Cairns being a possible option for a backup. But he then did follow up after that and said he does want to improve the squad further. But I think every single manager in the division wants to do that. You can always get better players, but those players just have to come up and be available for the team. And then, in terms of injuries, Gruev is back in training. Nonto and Goodwinson are back with the first team, but it kind of seems to be, you know, we'll see how it goes. I don't think they'll start in today's match against Brentford, just because Daniel Farke isn't really one for rushing players back into the first 11, or unless you're like Ethan Ampadu or something, he'll try and shoehorn them in there. But that's the injury front right now. So it's all looking okay. Nonto and Goodwinson on the way back, and Gruev seems to be right on track for a return soon as well. So, knowing that, let's talk about the starting 11. I think the starting 11 sort of picks itself now. I think we have a very obvious one that we should go for. Of course, if Goodwinson is back, he's at left back. But right now, in the current state the team's in, I think it's pretty obvious. So, Trafford in goal, Justin Mimerovic, Biol, Rodon, Bogle making up that back five, Ampadu and Stack in the middle, and a front three of Wilson, DCL and Okafor. That's our strongest team, in my opinion. I think Okafor needs to get into the starting 11. Yes, he joined preseason late, so Farke's probably going to slowly build him into the team just because he had that lack of preseason. But again, he didn't really play much in the World Cup, so it's going to take him a while to get back in. But I think playing, because that front three, Wilson, DCL and Okafor, oh Lord, it really puts a smile on my face. That is our strongest front three by a country mile. But that's the team. Trafford, Justin Mimerovic, Biol, Rodon, Bogle, Ampadu, Stack, Wilson, DCL, Okafor. That's what we should line up with today to give ourselves a great chance against what is a solid Brentford side. So let's talk about the score prediction. It is going to be a tough game. Brentford, 3-0 win against Spurs. Don't get me wrong, I think Spurs are still in a bit of a hard place, even though they spent about £300 million plus on players. They're going to struggle, but Brentford looked fantastic. They have some really good players. It's just, it's classic Brentford transfers where they'll just find someone that you don't expect and they turn out to be class. They're looking like a very good team. And last season as well, they were solid, but we did very well against them in both games, home and away. So I think we can do something against them. I don't think it's going to be all doom and gloom. It really helps. It's going to be the first home game of the season as well. So adding that atmosphere against Brentford, I feel like we can beat them, but I've got a feeling we won't, just because this Brentford side seem to have so much quality at the minute and they look fantastic. So my score prediction I'm going to go for is 1-1. And if we got a 1-1 draw against Brentford, I'd be buzzing with that. They're looking like a good team. That whacks us onto 4 points, puts us in a nice position. You know, this first 5 games that we've got are great times to pick up points. So let's just take them where we can. Hopefully get 1 or 2 more wins in our next 3 games, just survive Brentford, get a draw, and get results elsewhere down the line. I think that is a-okay, a great result for us, 1-1. So there we go, LFU. You've heard enough about me talking about today's game against Brentford. Let's see Dad's thoughts about today's game, Brentford at home.
I feel like I should be on kind of cloud nine and oozing with confidence. Not that I'm not on cloud nine. I've been absolutely delighted with how we've started this campaign. I mean, doing over Forest like we have done, was, especially that midweek game, was bloody spectacular, and really jealous I didn't get into to enjoy the limbs down there in Nottingham. But this Brentford side are looking outstanding. And it's, I don't know, I'm a bit worried about this. I kind of almost feel we get a draw and we've done well. But I've got to back the boys. They are looking good. They are looking good. Our defence, looking good. Two clean sheets, that ain't a bad thing. No matter what you think of Forest, I think, you know, Forest were in semi-finals of Europe. We, last season, we have got, we've got a chance here. I'm going to go a Brighton-esque 1-0 steal. Last minute, Harry Wilson in his Elm Road debut.
Hey, even though Dad isn't too confident about playing Brentford, he's still going for those 3 points. And he is correct, you know. I think our defence has really taken a turn this year. It just looks so solid now. Of course, that might be famous lad's words, but two clean sheets away at Nottingham Forest isn't bad whatsoever. It's going to be a difficult game today, but we 100% have the quality in the team to get us over the line against Brentford, because I can't believe I'm saying this, because, you know, like 10 years ago, Brentford, like, imagine now you'd be saying you're terrified of playing Brentford in the Premier League. It's insane, but that's the position we're in. They're a good team. It's going to be a struggle, but let's go and get something against them, LFU. So there we go, another lads pre-match pod in the book, the third one of the season. Make sure to go follow us on socials, Lads Leeds on Instagram and on X. Of course, going to be back next week for our game away at Brighton Saturday. Make sure you're there. But LFU, whatever you're doing for today's game against Brentford, whether you're going to Elland Road, staying at home, listening on the radio, or going out to a pub to watch it, go enjoy yourself. Whatever you're doing, LFU, have an absolutely cracking Sunday. And let's hope Leeds United can tee off our great start to the season with 3 points against Brentford. Come on, Leeds!